brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business, the show that's dedicated to small businesses and entrepreneurs. It's Tuesday, August the 19th, and we have got an exciting show for you today. So every week you want to have your radio and or internet signed on for 11:30 for Let's Talk Small Business here at Business Radio X. And this is the show for you. We talk about things that you cannot get here anyplace else. So Business X Radio is the place to be at 11:30 on Tuesdays. Our guest today is Laura Hodson with Now Account. Laura, welcome.
Thank you.
And Laura is going to talk to us about a financial solution that is available for our small business. Now, Laura, I was looking at your background, and it's impressive.
And yeah, confusing.
So tell us how you got to Now. It's so impressive.
I feel like I might have unmedicated ADD, which many entrepreneurs, I think, are afflicted with. You know, I've had a very circuitous route, but I think a lot of entrepreneurs like me find themselves in the role of starting a business not because they planned to ahead of time, but because they saw a need that no one
else
could
solve.
An opportunity presented itself. And so, you know, I was originally trained as an engineer myself, did a little work in engineering, went into consulting, started to meet other businesses and understand what their problems were. Went up to business school at Harvard, and then when I came back, and when I came back to Atlanta, I just, you know, I was in the position to start a business because I became a mom, and I started a product for children. And as that business was starting to grow, which is exciting.
Yes, it's always good to grow.
It's always good to grow.
Yeah, the other way is not good.
Yeah. The other way is not good. As we were growing, we were getting larger and larger customers, which should have been a good thing, except that I all of a sudden realized that they don't pay you on time. Shocking.
I know.
I thought net 30 meant I would actually get paid in 30 days.
Yeah.
Turns out you could write net never on an invoice and then nothing would happen. I mean, nothing would change.
Those days are gone for net 30.
I mean, seriously. Yeah. And so it was such an awful feeling to have spent so much time and money and resources to grow a business and then realize that that growth was what was going to kill us.
Right.
And when my customers would take, you know, small businesses would pay me with a credit card or write me a check, but my larger customers needed an invoice, they wanted terms, and it would take months to get paid. And I don't know about other companies, but at least with mine, my employees kind of wanted to be paid.
They want to get their paycheck.
They kind of wanted to be paid.
They're funny like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My vendors, same thing. They didn't really want to have to wait. So that's really what led me to Now Account, was a need that no one else was solving.
Excellent. Now, immediate. I think of immediate with now. So what is there something that NOW means? Is there an acronym or something?
It means show me the money now.
Okay. Show me the money. Okay.
Get paid now.
So with that, get paid now. I like that concept. So tell us how Now works.
So essentially, as with my manufacturing company, what I was always intrigued with was why I couldn't just be paid with a credit card. Because when I go to the store and I pay with a credit card, I get a product, I pay them. But in business to business, where you're selling to other businesses and governments, people don't use credit cards. And the reason for that is that customers need that free and flexible credit that they've always had from accounts payable.
Yep.
So they won't use a credit card. Now Account is the first ever merchant service that if you're a small business and you're selling to other businesses and governments, you can put the transaction on your Now Account. You get paid immediately for a 2.5% fee.
Wow. It's immediate, just like using a credit card.
That's right. You get paid immediately. It's a 2.5% fee, so it's cheaper than taking most credit cards.
It's absolutely. I don't know any 2% credit card.
I know, exactly. It's not a loan, so there's no debt on your balance sheet.
Oh, wow.
Say it isn't so. I know.
I know. Hold it. So I get my money faster.
You get your money.
There's no debt on the books.
Not a loan.
The rates are better than any credit card company.
That's right. And here's the best part. Your customer will never know you did it. It's completely invisible to your customer.
Oh, wow. And so no one even knows it happened.
No one knows.
All I have is cash.
You have your cash.
For the cash flow of the business.
It's your cash. We are buying that receivable from you.
Okay, so this is one of those secrets that a lot of people don't know about.
That's right.
That's why we're doing it on Let's Talk Business. Incredible.
It is. I know. It sounds too good to be true.
So are you focused on any particular industry or any particular customer segment? So anybody can sign up for now.
It has to be a business-to-business transaction.
Okay.
So it can't be selling to a consumer.
So me and Coca-Cola, which is one of our valued sponsors, if I've got business with Coca-Cola and I've got an invoice pending with Net 30.
That's right. Net 30, Net 60, or Net 90. We can take that transaction. It has to be to a business or government.
Okay.
It can be a big business or a small business.
So
it can be small business to small business.
Oh, that's incredible.
And here's the other piece. Your customer can be outside the United States. It works for exports as well.
Wow.
So, but as long as it is a trade transaction, the industry doesn't matter. We have customers that are manufacturers. We have wholesalers. We have distributors. We have law firms. We have staffing companies. We have marketing firms, construction, engineering. So as long as it's a trade transaction, a business selling to another business or government, you can use your Now account. The beautiful thing is you don't have to put all of your accounts on it. So if you have a customer that pays you with a credit card, take it.
So you can select which...
You can select which customers you're going to put on your Now account.
Do I put a customer or do I put an invoice?
You put a customer. And the reason for that is that when you use your Now account, you're going to give us a copy of the invoice. You're still going to send your invoice to your customer. So Now account is nowhere on your invoice. But the remit to address is a P.O. box that's ours because we've already paid you.
Excellent.
And the reason it's by customer is once you send an invoice to the customer, we don't want your customer getting one invoice that says P.O. box, one invoice that says a different mailing address, and then their accounts payable person goes crazy. But the other nice thing is once you put your transaction on Now account, if your customer does not pay, that's our loss. We take the risk.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
So I've got an invoice from one of my customers.
That's right.
The customer's enrolled in Now. You're going to advance me the money with 2%.
No, you're enrolled in Now. Your customer won't know Now exists.
I'm enrolled.
That's right.
And so the customer eventually does not pay me.
Mm-hmm.
I have
you
no
still
liability.
Get, you get 97.5% of your invoice. We charge the 2.5% fee. Other than that, you get paid.
Wow.
I know. Think of all the small businesses that had a great business and end up going out because somebody
just didn't pay. And if they had Now?
If they had Now,
they'd
that
be in business
happen.
Now.
They would be in business and growing.
Absolutely. So with you, you've got one of your customers with you. You've got Mr. Dwayne Cheatham, who is using Now. Mr. Cheatham, welcome.
Good morning.
You're with Skyline Engineering and Construction.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about your business and then your history with using Now.
Well, basically, Skyline is a civil engineering-based firm, and we provide construction management services. And we've encountered Now through a friend of ours, who told us about this fantastic opportunity. My business partner, Mark Cook, looked into it. We completed the paperwork. And by December 31st, 2013, we were working with Now, and they had released the payment for us, which helped us get through the end of the year and start out strong in 2014.
Excellent. So what's been the impact on your business as a result of having access to Now?
We've picked up 3 additional employees and expanded our office space. We've been able to take on larger contracts because, as was articulated earlier, come Friday, people want to get paid.
Really? Yeah. That's
yes.
Kind of important.
And we're able to do that with no stress or duress.
Excellent. So how long have you been with Now?
Since the first of the year, 2014.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Laura?
And I come to work every day because of what he just said. He hired 3 new people.
He created jobs.
He created jobs.
He's fueling this economy for the great state of Georgia.
That's right. Small businesses are the engine of the economy. They just don't have fuel.
We are giving
them fuel.
I like that you're giving them fuel because, you know,
Absolutely.
Our saying here is, so goes America, so goes small business. And so they're the engine that drives this economy. but now it's giving them fuel.
That's right. And most of the, you know, our goal is not to replace the other sources of capital that you have. It's to enable you to access it. You can sign up for a Now account in less than 5 minutes online. And as Duane said, you can be using it in days.
See, and that's where I was going to go. You know, because there are lots of options in terms of financial resources.
Sure.
Tell me how to, I hear you. And I mean, I tell you, it seems too good to be true because I have no risk. I mean, this doesn't get any better. Tell me the advantage versus some of the other sources. Of capital.
So, you know, if you think about other sources of capital, of course, there's debt. There's all different types of loans.
Absolutely.
You can get loans based on your real estate, your equipment, your working capital, although those aren't very available anymore. You can sell equity in your company, which is very expensive because you're giving up control.
Nobody wants to give control. No.
And, you know, there's other programs out there that will lend against your receivables. Now account is different in five ways. The pricing is simple. It's a 2.5% fee. It's just a flat fee. There's no interest. Your cost doesn't go up just because your customer took longer to pay. And we did that purposely because small businesses, they can make do with what they know they're going to get. It's the unknown that puts you out of business. If you don't know what you're going to get paid or if, you can't manage that.
Right. That's scary.
And so we just wanted to put control back in the business's hands. So it's a flat merchant fee that anyone can calculate in their head. It doesn't change based on your customer. The second is that we take the risk. I mean, you can have a loan or a line of credit, but if that business doesn't pay, that's still yours.
You still own it.
Right. And so we take that risk away. So in addition to cash flow, you're getting the risk taken away.
I think that's huge for small businesses. Wouldn't you agree, Duane?
Absolutely.
Yep. And I think also, you know, compared to other sources of capital, in many cases, you would have to sign a term contract, put all of your accounts on it, notice your customer. You don't do any of that with
Include it on your financials.
Use it when it makes sense for you. It's invisible to your customer. And that is so important because if your customer hears that you are selling receivables or factoring or some of these other things that are out there, their initial reaction is,
what's going on in the business?
I might have to find a new supplier. And we do not want to get in the way of your customer relationship. That's yours.
Excellent. So now is in Georgia.
Yes.
And so this is the beachhead.
That is.
Okay. So what are the plans for now? Because again, not just small businesses in Georgia need you. Yeah. They need you across the country.
Across the country. And we are, our customers can be anywhere in the United States. Their customers can be anywhere in the world. Most of our customers are in Georgia now because we're proudly here. But we do have customers in 12 states. Commerce doesn't follow state lines, right?
Absolutely.
So, and as Duane had said, most of our customers come from us because they heard about us from
one of their customers, or a friend.
It's been very much word of mouth.
So what about if I'm doing business internationally? How does that play if I have an international customer and wanting to participate with Now?
Our customer has to be here in the U.S. You have to be a small business in the United States, but your customers can be anywhere in the world. And it works exactly the same. You log into your Now account, give us a copy of the invoice. The only difference is there's a 1% surcharge. So instead of 2.5%, it's 3.5%. But everything else holds. We take the risk. You get paid immediately for that flat fee.
Excellent. Now, I'm just still in awe.
You know why it sounds too good to be true? Because we have fooled ourselves as small businesses. We have let ourselves believe that we should wait to get our money. And that doesn't make any sense to me. It sounds too good to be true because it was designed by a small business owner for a small business owner.
Which
a lot of people will say to me, Laura, I don't know if I need this. I get paid on time. I usually get paid in 30 to 45 days.
Who is that
on time? I mean, on time would be, I gave you a product, you give me money.
Immediately.
That's on time.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Last time I walked into a restaurant, nobody gave me food and then said, just pay me when you feel like it.
Yeah, 30 days, it'll be fine.
Yeah. So we're going to redefine on time.
I like it. Now, recently, the White House has had a big focus because the number one reason for small businesses failing is financial.
Yeah.
And access to capital tends to be the number one issue impacting
That's
minorities
right.
and women, in terms of the growth of their business. And so the White House just recently announced an initiative called QuickPay.
Yep.
And so companies like Apple and Coca-Cola and others are being encouraged strongly to develop programs like that so that small businesses get paid more timely. How is that going to impact what you do? Because, well, timely...
It is, well, I commend the White House for seeing this challenge because, you know, when I speak with small businesses, I will often ask people, how many of you sell a product? And half the people raise their hand. How many of you sell a service? The other half. How many of you started a bank? You know, nobody ever raises their hand.
Nope.
And every single small business owner should raise their hand because without knowing it, you are a bank for your customers. And the number is staggering. Small businesses in the United States hold over $1.2 trillion, with a T, dollars of trade credit. We are the largest bank. And so I think the White House noticing that that's what's holding up the economy. It's that $1 trillion that small businesses are funding on their backs. And relieving that is so important. I think if you look at that supplier pay program, there's two ways that you can relieve that. One is for the large company to pay faster.
Yes.
The second,
and that's
is,
what their focus is.
That's
to
what
getting
their
the,
focus is.
To get the larger company to pay faster.
The second is for the larger company to find a way for the small business to get paid faster. And they're very different. What Now Account does is it enables that small business
have
to
power.
Get paid faster.
They have the power.
Without the large company having to pay faster.
That's exactly
correct.
So it
decouples it. And the reason that's so important is large companies could not overnight just start paying faster. You know,
absolutely. Now, there's impact on financials.
Oh, it would impact their financials extremely. And, you know, I always laugh. I don't think CFOs of large companies sit around every day thinking how they can possibly make small businesses more miserable. I really don't.
Or how they can pay money faster.
That's right. But
it's not what they do.
But they can't pay faster because they need that free credit. So with Now Account, we actually solve the supplier pay issue because the small business gets paid and the big company doesn't
have
to pay faster.
That's exactly correct. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
So, Dwayne, tell me about the process for signing up for Now, because we've got this phenomenal opportunity. I can get my money faster. Everybody's happy on both sides. Tell me about the process, because sometimes the devil's in the details. And so you kind of go through that and it's like, oh, it's painful. So talk about the process of getting signed up for Now.
Well, basically, they sent over a sample of their contract. We reviewed it.
Was that a 40-page document?
No, it was probably 10.
Okay.
We reviewed it, signed it, sent it back.
Oh, you reviewed it and signed it in the same day.
Well, it probably took a week because I have a partner as well. And he initially reviewed
it. He wanted to peek
it,
at the fine print as well.
Absolutely. we completed it. You send it in. Then they look at you and say, well, okay, you approve, but we need to approve your vendors. And you just give them the information on your vendors. They don't go and say, hey, Mr. Vendor, we're checking you out. They do whatever they do on
you
their
just
side.
Need name and address.
Yes, and evaluate the vendors, and then they'll come back and tell you, okay, this vendor's approved, this one's approved, that one's approved, this is how much this one is approved for, this, so forth and so on. And it was really a short process.
Oh, wow, and it's short.
Yes. Short being, I think we encountered them in, I would say, the end of November, the 1st of December. And as I stated, by the
30 days later,
by the first, we received a check. We were in the system, you know, but we received a check so that we could close out 2013 and start 2014.
Wow. I think, can you advance me on my paycheck? Can you do that?
No, you're a consumer. I'm sorry.
Okay, now. I want it now.
But, you know, it has to be a short
already
process.
I worked all week.
It has to be a short process. It wouldn't do for a company with the name Now to take a long time, would it?
That is very true. It could not. So quickly, Dwayne, your vendors are approved. What happens if a vendor's not approved? So they cannot be a part of the program? Is that
right? We keep our client. They just can't participate in the program. And I mean, but we haven't really encountered a situation where they didn't approve anyone at this juncture.
We're approving 93% of all requests.
93%? Awesome. Now, in terms of looking at, you know, Stacey Key Incorporated shows up at your door and wants to be a part of now. Mm-hmm. I'm doing business with Corporate America. What information on me? Are you looking at Dunn's numbers? Are you looking at my credit history? What are you looking at me to make sure I'm worthy of now?
So if a small business wants to sign up for now, all we need is your business name and address. We're not looking at your financials. We are a member.
My name and address. That's it?
That's all. Your business name and address. We can tell you immediately whether you qualify. And what we're doing, we're not looking at your personal credit. We're not looking at your financials. We're a member of a cooperative of financial institutions, and we have access to a business score on your business. If you don't have a score, then we can, you know, give you ways that you can
create a score.
Create a score, yeah.
And what are you finding in terms of these business scores? Because we're going to have a focus on that later. Mm-hmm. This is for our listeners. This is part of a series that we're going to be doing around financial options. And one of the things that this Dunn's number and the whole Dunn's. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing in terms of financial when you're encountering people interested in now?
Well, there's multiple scores, and there's obviously the Dunn's number, which is critical with some of the suppliers and customers that you work with. That's actually not the number that we're pulling.
Okay.
But I think what is interesting to me is when I talk to small businesses, so few of them know that they even have business credit scores.
Yes, that is such a true statement.
And I think that, you know, it scares me the number of people that mix their personal credit and their business credit. Because you could end up losing your house because something went wrong in your business, or you could lose your business because of something you did on the personal side. And so I love it when I see small businesses starting to realize that your business is not you. Even
it's
if
correct.
It's your
it's separate
name,
from you. Yeah,
and
it's separate
it needs to stand
it needs
on
to be
its
treated
own.
As separate
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, so
I
that you can manage
you.
That risk.
And I would tell you, that is one of the future shows that we're going to do is around managing the business credit and what that means and how do you all the ins and outs because many do not realize that they have it, whether you know it or not, it exists.
And it's usually driven more by behavior than how many dollars are in your bank account. So, for example, you can have a lot of dollars in your account, but if you don't pay people on time,
it's not good.
Score will be bad.
Very low.
You can have a small amount of dollars in the bank, but as long as your behavior shows good behavior that you pay people on time, then you'll end up with a good score.
Yeah, I agree. So, Dwayne, back to you. What advice would you give to small business owners that about now and considering now?
I would advise them all to call now and go ahead and go through the application process just to see if it'll work for them.
Now, is there a fee for the application process?
No.
There's no fee
to sign up, and there's no fee to have a Now account. You just pay the transaction fee when you put an invoice through.
I'm telling you.
I mean, why wouldn't everybody do it?
Everybody, I think
everybody doesn't know about it.
That's
but
right.
But I think
that's
everybody should. What would prevent you from not doing it? Because it's there as a cushion in the event you want to have some cash flow.
Right.
As part of your overall strategy, your business strategy, you want that.
That's right. And we, in all fairness, we have been very stealth for the last couple of years. In fact, we joke that our head of marketing is the head of non-marketing because she's not allowed to speak. And part of that was we wanted to make sure that we had everything built so that we never underserved our customers. We didn't want to overpromise and underdeliver. And so in the last couple of years, we've built a sizable business and we have been providing the level of customer service that we want. So we're ready to expand.
So as you talk about expanding, What's in the future for now? New products, expansion throughout the country. What's your plans?
Well, you know, our plan right now is to stay focused. And I think that is
in
one
Georgia,
of the number one lessons that a small business owner can have is make sure that you don't get distracted by all the shiny objects out there. And so we are 100% committed to helping small businesses get paid immediately. We've had lots of people come to us with, oh, you could do this and you could do this. But, you know, our focus right now is the 7 million small businesses that we think
that need you,
that need their money today so they can grow.
Excellent. And so what is the best way for us to help you? We're doing the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, businesses need you.
That's right.
They need, everybody should sign up and have you as part of their strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any plans in terms of outreach or other events or things, you know, around now specifically?
Okay. So, you know, most of the work that we do in terms of outreach is through our partners, like GMSDC.
Okay.
You know, we've done some things with small business development centers at SBA. You know,
they're all great partners.
Fantastic resources. So, you know, my biggest advice to a small business is find these resources. Get involved with GMSDC. Get involved with the small business development centers at SBA.
Get certified over there, Duane.
Get certified, Duane, because that's how you can find out about these types of resources.
Yes, it association with these organizations mm-hmm. is key because it gives you exposure, gives you
right.
option to these kinds of things.
Because a tool is just a tool. You need the knowledge that goes with
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Duane, for you, what's in your future now that you've got access to now?
Being a part of the 2040 growth plan for the Atlanta region, being a significant player.
Well, oh, I would say the sky's the limit.
Yes. Your skyline engineering and construction.
Yes.
So growth is in
absolutely.
Your future because
absolutely.
Now you've got access to additional dollars and resources.
Correct.
Excellent. That is. So how do they find you, Laura?
Yep.
Okay, you got a website, you've got contact information.
Mm-hmm.
Someone hears us and says, I want to go to the website right now.
That's right. So, well, the website is nowaccount.com. So just remember now that you want your money now.
I want my money now.
Nowaccount.com. That's right. You can also go to the GMSDC website and link to it from there as well.
Excellent. And so any parting words from either of you as we wrap up our show today? Because I'm telling you, this is one of the best kept secrets. And we've got to figure out additional ways of how to get the word out so that people know that they have this as an option.
Right.
I think you should sign up for it, whether you use it initially or not,
right.
but keep it as part of your strategy. Again, I want you to advance my paycheck, actually, and I want to sign up for
That's
it.
That's right. I think my biggest piece of advice, having been in the position of a small business that was trying to grow and couldn't, I was afraid. I was afraid of growth. Because growth was gonna hurt my employees, it was gonna hurt my company, and so I was just stuck. And you know, with now, our focus is to allow you to grow fearlessly, to grow without being afraid that growth is gonna put you out of business.
I like that. Grow fearlessly.
Grow fearlessly.
And Mr. Duane, any additional words for you or?
I would say for those who are out there listening, call now, now.
Call now. I like it. I like
yes.
it. So I want to thank both of you for being a part of our show today. I want you to, for our listeners, I want you to stay tuned. We're doing a series on access to capital, resources that can help you grow your business. So you want to stay tuned in. I want to thank our sponsors, the Coca-Cola Company, Georgia Power, Ronstadt, Cox Enterprises. For without you, this would not be possible. We truly appreciate the support of our sponsors. We cannot do this without you. So remember, as small business goes, so goes America. We'll see you next time on Let's Talk Small Business.